With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We just concluded National Leave the Office Early Day. I bet you didn't know that that one existed. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. In business, we talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from the Get Down to Business show on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. This week, we will be joined by some fantastic guests, starting with Pete Sikorsky of Get Fresh Produce. We're going to be talking about public speaking and presentations, and we're going to be talking with Nellie Rowland of A Safe Haven. So we are honored to be joined in studio with Peter Sikorsky from Get Fresh Produce. Pete, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So, Pete, what does Get Fresh Produce actually do?
Get Fresh Produce is a specialty produce distributor to restaurants. So, simplistically, we're delivering fruits and vegetables and some other food service items to many of the restaurants that are the largest in Chicago.
So you're not in the retail business. You don't actually have a store.
We do not have a store, no. We're distributors. We do some retail distribution to some mom-and-pop retail stores, but we're not retailing ourselves.
And Get Fresh Produce is a Chicago area-based business?
It is. We're really covering as far north as Green Bay, as far south as Indianapolis and central Illinois. So it's really a three-state coverage, but out of our one facility in Bartlett.
Wow. And how did the business actually get started?
The business started about 30 years ago, and it actually did start as a small retail operation on the northwest side of the city. In the early 80s, there were a lot of mom-and-pop grocery retailers that were looking for a new way of generating revenue. So in the Get Fresh Produce's case, began to sell produce in the morning at the grocery store. Then when the grocery store closed, moved on to actually taking the product on a truck and trying to sell to the local restaurants that were in the area. And then that just kind of blossomed into a small distribution operation. And then over the last 15 years, Get Fresh Produce grew more significantly with corporate customers and now is one of the largest independent distributors of produce in Chicago.
Not so small anymore, is it?
No, not at all. Not at all.
And you're running, it sounds like, quite an operation from what I've seen. You have a fleet of vehicles. You're dealing with distribution. Obviously, you're in the business of produce, but there's a lot more that goes on behind the scenes. Tell us a little bit about the average day. You're the chief operating officer. You see a little bit of everything. What happens when you come in the morning? What goes on until the time that you leave at the end of the day?
Gotcha. Well, we are a 24/7 operation, so we are never closed. So that's one of the things that's toughest about my job is, to some extent, I'm plugged in 24 hours a day. So I have a team of folks that work at night to take care of business the next morning, people that work during the day to take care of business at night. So usually the first thing in terms of plugging in is understanding, hey, do we have any serious issues with safety that I have to be aware of? Vehicles, you know, we have about 100 vehicles on the road in a given day. People, I have 325 employees. So the personal safety of the employees and how we impact the external world safety is my most important issue. Once I know that that's clear, really the rest of my day is primarily people issues, working with my managers, making sure that they're capable of developing their folks and making sure that we're still funding the growth of the company the right way, both from a people standpoint as well as a financial standpoint.
But for the people that come into a local produce store, a local grocery store, they don't know Get Fresh Produce. They only know the quality products that they get on the shelves. Is that correct?
That's correct. I think one of the funniest things about this is now that we're talking about Get Fresh Produce, people listening to the show will begin to see my trucks all over the place. We have not done a great job of building the brand. We've really been very customer focused, and the company has grown almost despite the fact that we've done very little brand building. We're really about the 150th largest privately held company in Chicago, but you won't see us on Crane's List or any of that, because we just haven't done a whole lot of promotion. But now that the name's out there, as you're driving down the street, you're going to notice our white trucks and our mud flaps that say Get Fresh Produce, and it's going to become a little bit more obvious. Wow, these guys are everywhere.
And just over the past few days, as we're getting ready for the show, I started noticing it as well after I've been on the website and check that out. So congratulations. You're growing a business. And as we said just a moment ago, probably most people, they only know the side of the business. They know that they're getting fresh produce from their stores. But you're the ones behind the scenes that are making all that happen. So that's great news. So switching gears for a second, you're running, as we were just saying, quite an operation. You're dealing with employees. You're hiring people. You're dealing with creating the right environment. Tell us a little bit about the environment that you think makes Get Fresh Produce such a great place to come to work, and what you think other businesses can perhaps learn from your model that you've created, growing from a small business, growing into what's now become a pretty large Chicago-based business.
Gotcha. I think the one of the things that I would like to feel that my employees would say is that individual contributions are very well valued at Get Fresh Produce. And as an individual, you can take your work and you can make your work stand out. The company has grown tremendously. We've tripled over the past 5 years. The company continues to create its own opportunities. We get into many different adjunct businesses, begin to distribute more and more products. We need more and more people to become leaders in the company. Many people could come into my company at an introductory level, be that as a driver or someone in the warehouse, show an aptitude for what we do and a care for our customer, and can really grow into a manager. And ultimately, there's nothing stopping anyone from becoming an executive of the company eventually. So I think that for my folks that are looking for career growth potential, even starting out at a low level, you can show your aptitude and you can grow. And the company continues to grow and create its own opportunities. You're not necessarily fighting for this limited pool of opportunity, but the company's growth fuels things that, you know, may be there 12 months from now that I can't even imagine today.
But hey, it's got to be a great place to work. You're working on colorful, delicious fruits and veggies all day. It's got to be just a lot of fun to come to work. And so Pete, are there job opportunities that exist right now that you want to make people aware of?
Yeah, absolutely. The three categories that I would talk to people about, one is commercial drivers, people with CDL licenses, A-class and B-class. What makes Get Fresh stand out from other jobs, you're going to get a decent amount of overtime. If you're looking to work 50 hours a week, you're going to get paid. You're going to work hard, but you're going to get paid for it. You'll get paid overtime. You'll be home every night. A lot of drivers are out on the road continuously within our job. You'll be home every night, every day. We can work people during the day, and I also have people that work overnights. So it kind of works with families that have different schedules. Hey, it may be better for one person in the family to work at night. Well, I can put people to work at night as much as during the day. So CDL drivers, I'm always looking. I've been at Get Fresh for 3 years, and we have never stopped looking for CDL drivers. Beyond that, I'm looking for folks in the warehouse. And in the warehouse, we have positions where the harder someone works, the more they get paid. It's a bit of a variable compensation model. The more packages they pick, the more they're going to get paid. It's a way to make your performance stand out. So I'm looking for good warehouse people that are looking to say, hey, I want to work hard and I want to be paid and rewarded for working hard. And then beyond that, we expect to be opening up a new division within the next, call it 6 months. And I'm going to probably need in the realm of 25 to 30 people to help me with the processing of fruits and vegetables. We're going to get into the processing world, dicing things like onions, carrots, celery on our own and selling that as a value-add product. But I'm building that from scratch, and we're going to need folks to help us out with that.
Well, my wife always tells me that that I'm not the best slicer and dicer, but I am a pretty darn good peeler. So, hey, listen, I might stop by and come by for a visit real quick. So in just a minute, I'm gonna ask you to sort of share your website so people can learn more about those job opportunities. But if you have one bit of information, it sounds like you're telling people, you know, work hard, that the opportunities are there for somebody, you know, regardless of the position, as a CDL driver or in the warehouse. There's compensation, there's advancement opportunities for somebody that's willing to work hard. And it sounds like that's been your story as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Individual achievement can always stand out in the right group environment. And that's definitely something that's available for everyone and something I've always pushed for myself.
Well, Get Fresh Produce is making a difference in the Chicagoland market. As we said before, you're probably going to start to notice the trucks and maybe even the facility out there, and it, apparently poised for a lot of growth, new divisions opening up. So get down to business is all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship, and this is a great story of an entrepreneurial success. So we're thrilled to have you here on the show. Peter Sikorsky, how can people find out more about Get Fresh Produce and those job opportunities and just general information about your business?
Gotcha. If you want to check out the website, it's www.getfreshproduce.com. You can also stop out and see us at our facility out in Bartlett, Illinois. We talk to people on a walk-in basis all the time, and there's also application out on our website. So stop in, and let's see if it's a good fit for you.
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us on the show. After the break, we're going to be talking a lot more jobs, small business, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can download podcasts from this show and find out our guests next week on shalomklein.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Pamela Tyus. Taking a look at traffic, there is an accident report on the Eisenhower that's westbound right before Cosner. The accident is on the left shoulder, but use some caution when driving in that area. And Lakeshore Drive is a little backed up southbound from Soldier Field to the Stevenson. That's all due to an accident. So it's going to take about 18 minutes, Jackson to 67th Street. If you're traveling on the Edens, it is still slow coming in. That's a 22-minute ride into Montrose. It's going to take you about 19 minutes out to Lake Cook in the outbound direction. The Eisenhower inbound, 28 minutes into downtown, outbound 31 to the airport. It's going to be a little slow from Irving Park Road to Montrose and also between Montrose and Cumberland. It is now 68 degrees and sun's going down. Tonight, 53. Tomorrow, back up to 70 and sunny. Next update in 15 minutes on AM560, The Answer.
Do you guys just constantly have stomach issues? I mean, does every Republican down there essentially have an ulcer at this point? Agita?
John Howell and Amy Jacobson.
How much do you guys drink?
Don't answer that.
How can you not be an alcoholic?
Thanks.
If you're a Republican in Springfield. I mean, I would just be drunk all the time if I was a Republican in Springfield. Good Lord, I'd be shoveling painkillers in my face, washing it down with bourbon, and then throwing the empty bottle at Madigan.
Wake up with John and Amy. Mornings, now starting at 6 on AM 560. The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
For years, joint relief has been defined by two words, chondroitin and glucosamine. But now there's a word that's twice as powerful as they are, and that word is Beniflex. Beniflex is a revolutionary joint formula from the makers of GNC's innovative product of the year. Its unique combination of ingredients has been shown to be twice as powerful as ordinary supplements using just glucosamine plus chondroitin. And right now, you can receive a complimentary sample of Beniflex by calling 1-800-300-3669. In four scientific studies, two patented ingredients in Beniflex were shown to provide effective joint relief so powerful you only need one pill a day to start feeling relief in just 7 days. So if you want to experience the powerful Beniflex difference, I have just one word for you. Hurry! Call now to guarantee your complimentary sample. Beniflex is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop, but you can only get your complimentary sample by calling now. 1-800-300-3669. That's 1-800-300-3669.
Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. 7777. Once again, that's 708-771-7777. Remember, you can join me for breakfast and networking at MB Financial Bank in Morton Grove on July 8th. You can find out more information about that event and all of the events that I put on my website at shalomkline.com. The time to register is now. Remember, you can connect with me on social media, connect with me on LinkedIn, follow me on Twitter at shalomkline. I would love to hear your feedback on the show and hear your suggestions for future segments. I'm thrilled to be joined in studio with John Sarpalis, who is an expert on communications and presenting. And this is something very near and dear to my heart. This is something that is so important. Many people think that presenting is only for public speakers. But you and I have discovered that that's not the case, that everybody is presenting every single day. And I think everybody out there, regardless of where you're at professionally, needs to learn from my friend John. So I'm thrilled to have you here in studio to hopefully share some of your nuggets of wisdom. Thanks, John, for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. Well, everybody is presenting every day, from the little elevator pitch to being interviewed. If you're teaching school, you're obviously a presenter all day long. We all present, we all sell in our little worlds, even with our friends, just in conversation.
There's no question. So how did you, tell us about yourself. How did you get to this point that you're now the expert in this area?
Well, it's been a long, not obvious road. I think my first brush with public speaking was high school. I think the teacher made us write a speech and you had to get up and give it. And it was a horrible experience for me. And I think it probably was for most of the people in the audience. You're nervous. You get up. You read. It's boring. The people are turned off that are listening because you are reading this and you're nervous and you're not comfortable with it. And what I discovered through my lifetime of other experiences, talk about something you're excited about. And I got excited in a group called Victories of the Heart. I went there to find myself. It was a midlife crisis. And in the process, I realized there were things I was excited about. And when I got up and talked about things I was excited about, my nerves went away. The excitement overwhelmed my stage fright. So it was much easier to get up and present about things I knew, I believed in. And I didn't realize that when I was younger. And so I took that and later went on to a career. I was with the Illinois Republican Party. I was executive director. Then went on to another group called the Sam Adams Alliance. And there I really blossomed my. See, I can't even speak English well, but I do communicate well when I'm in front of a group because I think I get people excited and I paint vivid pictures when I'm talking to people.
But this was not your plan to become the consultant, the expert in public speaking. You've been in the world of politics. You've been in the world of public policy and advocacy. And now suddenly you're the guy that's out there speaking about on these subjects. What was it that sort of developed this passion?
Well, first of all, I started teaching candidates. Every candidate needed a stump speech, and they were terrible at it. And it wasn't hard for them to come up with a simple core story if you talked to them and worked with them a little bit. And then the other thing that a lot of candidates didn't do is they'd kind of give up and give a lot of facts and things, and people weren't really interested in that. People wanted to know more about the person. They wanted to know their personal story. They wanted to know what was motivating them. And I could draw that out of them and get them to see that. And so then I moved from candidates to teaching the public, got involved in Toastmasters International, great group, lots of clubs out there. Just Google Toastmasters International and find a group and go there and practice. They have wonderful systems, wonderful ways to teach you how to public speak and break that ice and get over your fear. Part of getting over the fear is just doing it.
And obviously your history has been with the Illinois Republican Party, but are there examples, for example, perhaps with our president, of the good and the bad of public speaking? He's done a little bit of both. Everybody makes fun of him for the teleprompter. But what do you think President Obama does well in public speaking?
He's poised. He comes across as a leader. He comes across as cool and not rattled. It's him. It's his being. And that's something that people can bring out with a little bit of practice, who they are and your personality and your gestures, your motion. I mean, they say that 17% is what the words are and 83% is how you're doing it, everything else involved. And that's what I really like to focus on. Most people, we can craft the words and wordsmith a good speech in a short period of time. That's a matter of editing and thinking about words. And by the way, did you know that most great speeches use single-syllable words more than 70% of the time? Gettysburg Address, I Have a Dream speech. 70-some percent of the words are single syllables.
Fascinating. I did not know that. That's interesting information. And many of us in today's busy, busy business world, people are having a lot of phone conversations, and perhaps some people are not even seeing each other face to face. In fact, the people that are listening to this interview right now are not seeing our reactions and what hand gestures we're making right now. And that was, I was actually just making a pretty wild hand gesture. But how do you think it's possible to sort of make your passion heard and your expressions heard, even just verbally and vocally?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm gesturing as I'm talking to you because it's part of my excitement. It's just how I communicate. I think that you're projecting not only verbally, but there's a subtle projection happening about your feelings and your emotion, no matter when you're speaking. And the beauty of something like radio is you're in a person's ear. It's very intimate. Right now, I'm talking one-on-one with somebody out there. That is projecting sincerity, honesty. If you're in sales, what a great thing to get into somebody's ear and let them realize who you are. And you're building a relationship. You're building confidence together. You're building something that can be grown and used. And you're all about relationships. That's what this is all about for you.
It is. And business is all about relationships. Anybody that knows me knows how passionate I am about networking. But the interesting thing about business networking and any type of networking that you're in, whether you're dating or something like that, you really only have one opportunity to make a first impression. And if you're going to come across dull and dry and boring, that's the impression that people are going to take from you. I've watched actually myself speak, and I've put the volume on mute in the past. And I've watched, and I've learned a lot from that. I've seen the times that I've just been really dull and dry and had my arms off to the side and never really smiled. I just always had the same impression. And even though I think the content that what I was saying, you know, the words that the stories that I was telling was exciting, if you couldn't hear what I was saying, I would be bored. I would walk away and I'd say, I don't want to listen to this guy anymore. You have to have passion. It's both a verbal thing and it's a physical thing in the face gestures as well. And so you do a lot of this. Can you tell us about any of the interesting folks that they've worked with, interesting groups that you've been able to sort of train?
Before I jump to that, I just want to say one of my coaching techniques is we videotape a person and then we watch it with the sound off.
There we go.
Because I want they need to see what they're doing and what they're projecting. Now, back to your question of interesting people. Way back when he was first running for Congress in 1999-2000, was Congressman Mark Kirk. And I was part of a group. I can't say that I was the lead here. There was a woman named Tina Keats, and she used to run a place we called it Tina's House of Pain. And we'd bring candidates in, and we'd have a little group, and we'd grill them. And they'd rehearse their stump speeches. They'd practice for editorial boards. We worked with Congressman Kirk, now Senator Kirk at the time. And it was a great experience. Very, very hard for him. Very, very hard for a candidate to have people grilling you. But this was the perfect setup, perfect practice for what they needed. So that's probably my biggest client ever, although I was not paid at that point, and that was just for fun.
Well, you do have fun, and I could tell that in your voice. I see it in your face, and it is fun, and that's quite a, you know, Senator Kirk now, we've seen his speeches. Obviously, he's had a stroke, and it's obviously more difficult to present and sort of show that passion when you're struggling in that way. But he's spoken on the floor. He's passionate about things. I'm privileged to sit on his small business advisory board, and I've met with him many, many a time, and he is passionate about his things, and I think probably a thing or two that you've taught him probably has paid off. So
I think what I emphasize with him and in that group, others were very much about the words and the policy, and I kept saying, what's the feeling? What are you trying to project at the people here? And Mark came up with a great story, and a real story about why he was motivated for public service, came from being a Boy Scout and a near-drowning incident in Lake Michigan. And he would tell that story in his early stump speech, and people connected with that. People love a good story. If you're going to get up and talk to a group, please find a little story and paint a good image in people's mind with that story, because that'll stick with them long after you're gone, long after the facts. They'll remember your story.
Well, I know that we've got a lot more questions for you, and I'd love to get some more advice from you on public speaking and presenting. But after the break, we're going to be talking some more with John Sarpolis about communications, presenting, public speaking. You're on with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein. And remember, you can download podcasts from this show. Find out a sneak peek of our guest next week, Sundays, 6 p.m. check out my website, shalomkline.com, to download those podcasts. Check out our guests for upcoming weeks. Thanks for joining us after the break. More conversation about public speaking.
The president's release of five Taliban fighters in exchange for an American soldier has ignited a controversy.
I'm never surprised by controversies that are whipped up in Washington.
Find out what happens next and what it means right here.
He's no hero. I mean, he's a deserter.
How he ended up in Taliban captivity is wholly unrelated.
These are five of the meanest, nastiest killers in the world.
The enemy is stronger today than they were last year.
Bad deal.
On AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Don Matheson. A shooting rampage in Las Vegas.
Today I'm sad to report that two of my officers were killed in a line of duty.
Sheriff Douglas Gillespie and one bystander was also killed, plus a pair of shooters.
A man and woman shouted, "This is the start of a revolution," then gunned down two Las Vegas Metro police officers in a pizza parlor and ran into a nearby Walmart where they killed one civilian. Then, according to police, the two suspects killed themselves in an apparent suicide pact.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. Israeli and Palestinian leaders hold a rare meeting.
At the start of the historic prayer meeting at the Vatican, Israeli President Shimon Peres and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas chatted and embraced as Pope Francis watched on.
Fox News Radio's Courtney Walsh. The Pope says that he hopes the prayer summit will mark a new journey towards peace. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Pamela Tyus. Taking a look at traffic. Well, the Edens is backed up coming in. It's going to take you 21 minutes into Montrose. The outbound still free and clear. No major problems to report there. The Kennedy inbound, 27 minutes to downtown. The outbound at 30 to get out to the airport. No major delays from the Circle to Montrose. However, it is tight between Montrose and Cumberland. Express lanes are moving freely. No major problems to report there. The Eisenhower inbound, 30 minutes to the post office. Outbound, another 31 minutes out to Thorndale. A little sluggish between Independence and Austin. The Stevenson moving well inbound, 34 minutes to Lakeshore Drive. Outbound is just solid. That's due to an accident. Two right lanes are blocked. Chicago 67 and partly sunny tonight, going down to 53. Tomorrow back up to 70 when plenty of sun. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Alan Lev, President and CEO of Belgravia Group, Chicago's premier builder of lofts, condos, and townhomes. Our talented employees make building the home of your dreams an enjoyable reality. To better recruit and retain dedicated employees, we need to offer Fortune 500 benefits. In 2001, we partnered with Tandem HR, a local highly rated PEO. Tandem HR offers our business a single source solution for health insurance, 401k, workers' comp, payroll, and more. Our HR representative, who's part of our team, completed job descriptions, employee satisfaction surveys, and addressed HR compliance issues. Tandem HR also has transparent billing, so we know exactly what we're paying for. Plus, they're one of only 22 PEOs that's bonded by ESAC. So if you're looking for your dream home, visit BelgraviaGroup.com. And if you're a small or mid-sized business, I encourage you to visit TandemHR.com or call Tandem's founder, Bruce Leon, at 630-371-6201 for a free cost benefits analysis.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Are you anxious and worried all the time? Do you just feel miserable and make everybody around you miserable too? Yeah, I was just like you once, and I hated it. Then I called to try a sample of Lumaday, and I feel so much better now. Maybe you should try it too.
If you worry too much, feel anxious or exhausted, Lumiday can help you feel more relaxed, confident, and positive. Enjoy a complimentary 2-week sample now by calling 1-800-664-0599. Lumiday is uniquely formulated with powerful ingredients clinically researched to promote a more positive mood. Lumiday has helped thousands of people feel more relaxed and enjoy happier days, and it's now the number one selling mood enhancement supplement at GNC. So if you're ready to feel more relaxed, confident, and positive, call now for your complimentary sample. Lumiday is available at GNC, Rite Aid pharmacies, and Vitamin World. But you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling now. 1-800-664-0599. That's 1-800-664-0599.
And you are listening to Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein. We are back with John Sarpalis speaking about storytelling when you are presenting. Everybody has a story, John, don't they?
Everybody has a story. And here's something I was going to ask. Do you have a personal mission statement? Every business seems to have a mission statement. I have one personally. Mine is bring hope. And that helps drive my story. So there's a way to help build your story is to think about what's your mission in life? Why are you here?
And you have to find that. It takes time, and only you can do it. You can't ask somebody else to come up with it. You've got to find the thing that makes you tick, that gets you up in the morning and keeps you going every day. And for many people, it's what they do professionally. But for many people, it's just part of their life, and it keeps them going. And if you're able to present that, that's your elevator pitch. That's what you're able to present. When somebody says, what do you do? They're not just asking you to read off your resume. They want to know, what do you do? What keeps you going? So I love that advice, and I love that information. Everybody has a story. Everybody needs to share their story, and that's what this show is all about. It's about telling your story. So one of the people that one of the groups of people that frequently has to tell their story is a job seeker. When they come into an interview, the most common question that's out there is, tell me about yourself. What should the job seekers that might be listening to the show, what should they do when they're asked that question?
Well, first, they should practice before they get asked that question. They should be at home. And what I tell people is stand up and practice, and stand in front of a mirror and practice. It's different. It changes the dynamic when you do that. For some reason, when you're sitting, you don't think as in the same context. Standing up seems to put pressure on you, and it helps bring some of that pressure that you're going to feel when you're in that interview. So practice it. Think about what you want to say. And often it's about what makes you excited. What is your passion in life? If it's baseball, that's great. Tell them a little bit about that. The interviewer wants to see you're alive. They want to know why you're excited. And they also want to know how it relates to the job. And you can find some way how that ties in. So there's lots of ways to work a story. And then sit and talk with somebody about it. Practice it. Tell somebody else your story. Let them give you some feedback on it. There's all kinds of ways to approach a story. You can do just little quotes if you're just looking for somebody else's words. Is there a quote out there that you really love? Find a quote. Use that in your story. Have something like that that you can give to an interviewer. And again, the interviewer will remember that. They'll remember you quoted something. They'll remember something about you in that story. They're not going to remember maybe even your name, but they'll remember the story.
So, and role play and practice. Find a family member, a spouse, a loved one that might be able to that might be willing to spend 30 minutes and practice with you so that you can see that passion and hopefully you tell your story. Because practice, as you said, the interview prep starts way before walking in the door for the interview. You gotta practice. Practice makes perfect.
It does. It's the same thing we were doing with Congressman Kirk. We were practicing what questions was he going to get asked? What was his story? It's the same thing. What questions do you think you're going to get asked in the interview? Doesn't hurt to sit down, make a list, a guess of what they're going to ask you. You're going to find some new ones. One of the good things about multiple interviews is to practice. Just think of every session as a practice for the next one.
And when you're about to walk out the door for that job interview, that's the job that you want, that's the perfect job for you, how do you make a really, really strong sort of closing impression?
Well, let me back you up just a hair. This is something I do with public speaking, too. Just like athletes, when they visualize hitting a ball or doing something right in their sport, visualize what you want to project before you go in there. Think about, are you coming in and you want to be happy, joyous, loving, kind? Do you want to look intelligent? Do you want to look competent? What is it that you want to project? And think about that before you walk in the door. Sitting in the car out in front of the building, I thought about, I want to come in here and I want to project that I'm here to be of service and I'm excited about public speaking. Those were the two things I wanted to project. People, before an interview, think about what you want to project, not necessarily verbally, but through everything else to that interviewer. When you have that kind of in the back of your mind, it'll be there operating on a subconscious tape level. Let that happen. And then go in, and it will flow.
That's great. And I think what I'm hearing from you is practice. Don't play it by ear and say, I'm going to come in, and it's all just going to flow. It's all just going to go naturally. You know, it's great. A lot of people have that ability to do that. But when you're sitting in the interviewing chair, often people freeze up, and they freeze up, and of course you need to have your notes and you need to be prepared, but practice, and share that passion. That story and the passion is what will sell. So, John, you work with a lot of people, you work with a lot of groups. We've got just about a minute remaining. How can people find out more about your work and connect with you to possibly continue this conversation and maybe even share their story?
Well, they can find me at johnsarpolis.com, but it's not easy to spell.
You're
John
need
Sarpolis.
To spell that.
So let me give them a little image to remember. I'm John, J-O-H-N. My last name is T-S-A-R, as in czar, and Palas, P-A-L-A-S. My name in Greek means Tsar's Sword. So you're looking for johnzarsword.com, johnsarpolis.com.
John Sarpolis, thank you so much for joining us on the air, sharing a lot of helpful advice and information. After the break, we're going to be talking with Nellie Rowland of A Safe Haven. John, I hope to have you back on the air to continue sharing this advice, which I know is helpful to everybody that's listening.
Thank you so much.
Of course, after the break, we're talking with Nellie Rowland of A Safe Haven, a fantastic organization doing great work in the Chicagoland area.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Pamela Tyus. Taking a look at traffic, there is some stop-and-go traffic on the Edens inbound. It's going to take you about 21 minutes to get out to Montrose. It's a little tight from Elston to Montrose. The outbound Edens is moving well. No major delays to report. It's wide open from Montrose to the Tri-State. If you're traveling on the Kennedy inbound, 29 minutes to downtown, a little bumper-to-bumper traffic going on between O'Hare Extension and Canfield. Also a little tight between Lawrence and Montrose. Expect some delays from Montrose to Division as well. Outbound will take you 30 minutes to get out to the airport. However, it's wide open from the Circle to Montrose, but a little tight between Montrose and Cumberland. Chicago 67, partly sunny tonight, going down to 53, back up to 70 tomorrow. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Alan Lev, President and CEO of Belgravia Group, Chicago's premier builder of lofts, condos, and townhomes. Our talented employees make building the home of your dreams an enjoyable reality. To better recruit and retain dedicated employees, we need to offer Fortune 500 benefits. In 2001, we partnered with Tandem HR, a local highly rated PEO. Tandem HR offers our business a single source solution for health insurance, 401k, workers' comp, payroll, and more. Our HR representative, who's part of our team, completed job descriptions, employee satisfaction surveys, and addressed HR compliance issues. Tandem HR also has transparent billing, so we know exactly what we're paying for. Plus, they're one of only 22 PEOs that's bonded by ESAC. So if you're looking for your dream home, visit BelgraviaGroup.com. And if you're a small or mid-sized business, I encourage you to visit TandemHR.com or call Tandem's founder, Bruce Leon, at 630-371-6201 for a free cost benefits analysis.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation Techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive, do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program my husband James used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you.
Call now. 1-800-848-4320. 1-800-848-4320. That's 1-800-848-4320.
You are listening to the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. That's right. You're listening to Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Earlier in the show, we've shared a story of business success. We've shared information on public speaking and presenting. And now it's my privilege and pleasure to introduce you to Nellie Rowland, the founder of A Safe Haven, an organization that I've just discovered is doing just incredible work out there in the community. Nellie, thanks for joining us on the show.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, Shalon.
So tell me, what does A Safe Haven do?
Well, that's a big question because really, what don't we do? We do everything we can really to help solve the issue of homelessness and poverty for almost 5,000 people a year. And that, you know, requires giving people shelter, food, education, treatment for drug and alcohol addiction if they need it, you know, access to job training, getting them employed and getting them into permanent housing. So as you can imagine, you know, it takes an incredible network of people and organizations, both public and private, you know, to help us accomplish our goal. But at the end of the day, we've really designed what I call a vertically integrated ecosystem that takes people from homelessness to sustainable self-sufficiency long-term, to really break the cycle and allow people to really raise their kids in an environment that's going to usher them into becoming, you know, successful and, you know, prosperous and, you know, wonderful human beings. As we've been doing this now, Shalom, for 20 years, we've actually seen that transformation happen now for the next generation, for people that have come through our program back in the 90s.
Fantastic. You've got your hands full. You're doing a lot of fantastic work, and a lot of that work as far as helping turn people into productive, successful individuals. I noticed a part of your mission is also the vocational piece, which is something that this show and all of my work is really all about. So the mission resonates a great deal. So, Nellie, I'm assuming that this wasn't an idea that was formed in the shower one morning. How did you get started?
Well, nothing against ideas that are found in the shower, because I do think a lot of good ideas come from the shower.
I agree.
but you know, really, my husband and I were both in finance, you know, and I was in investment banking, for example, for about 13 years. And my whole, you know, work evolved around trying to understand, you know, business and efficiencies and, you know, return on investment. And, you know, we did have an incident in our lives, my husband and I, where in our family we had to go through the protocols of trying to help someone, you know, go through the recovery process for alcoholism. And we realized that we were blessed to have resources to go out and get the best services money can buy, but it immediately opened our eyes to the fact there's huge gaps for people that don't have resources, and a lot of people that don't have resources end up in the system with no way out. So for us, you know, as we were looking at this issue, we started to look at it from a perspective of, you know, who is getting a return on investment in terms of time and money. I mean, we've got people with time on their hands, you know, where are they going to get help? And we've got resources, you know, with funding, government funding, philanthropy, you know, and where are they putting the resources? And is there a way that exists for someone in this situation that's going, you know, and demanding help for them to go to, that's going to literally assess them individually and connect all those dots to help them get back to, you know, self-sufficiency? And we noticed that that wasn't occurring. And for us, you know, it seemed like colossal waste of money and time, you know, and something really needed to be done to kind of really create a more seamless approach to this issue. And after talking about it for a few years, actually, Shalom, we decided that we started investing in real estate in the early 90s, that we would try, you know, to help a few people with our, you know, thought of how can we bring some of these resources under one roof
so that people that are in need can actually get the services, you know, that they need without having to worry about where they're going to sleep or where they're going to eat. That burden is lifted. But now, what are they going to do every day to get back on their own two feet? So, you know, it just kind of started out as a little give back, you know, that we had no intentions of growing or staying involved in. We thought we'd help a few people. And at the end of the day, we just, you know, never saw an opportunity to get out of trying to help people because we were so rewarded personally by seeing people, you know, really make that transformation, you know, by just giving them a little bit of help. So we decided, you know, to really focus on this as a career and as a life, you know, plan.
And we're all lucky that you're doing that. And so you're making an impact in Chicago, but are you spreading the work of a safe haven in other communities as well?
Well, you know, we are actually in suburban areas as well. So believe it or not, we have 34 locations throughout the Chicagoland area and the suburbs. We are always entertaining guests and tours, not only from around the country, from other cities and other states, but also from around the world. Our model is really a repeatable model, and it's scalable. So we are actively in conversations with a few other cities that have, you know, an interest in repeating our model in their communities, and we're actively pursuing those ideas. So
fantastic.
It really has to come together in terms of, does the government want it bad enough, and does the community want to support it? And if that happens, then it's a match made in heaven.
That's great. And so, Nelly, we've got just about a minute remaining. How can people get involved in a safe haven? I notice you have a lot of events and a lot of programs coming up. Where can people find out more information, and what is coming up on the calendar?
Well, the first thing I recommend people can do, if anybody knows anybody in need, please contact us. You can go to our website at asafehaven.org. And we do give, you know, a whole list of events, you know, that we're hosting and opportunities to give back, and with being able to give donations online or volunteering, you know, the list goes on. But right around the corner, on July 13th, we are hosting a very large 5K run to end homelessness. And this year, we're really focusing on the issue of homeless veterans by hosting a veteran stand down. We actually happen to be the largest resource for homeless veterans in three states, you know. So we'd love to invite people to come on out, whether you're a runner or a walker. You can sign up.
Fantastic. Join a safe haven in July. You can check out the information at asafehaven.org. Nelly, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Shalom.
All right. After the break, we're talking more. Get down to business.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-900-9047. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-900-9047. That's 1-800-900-9047.
Join me for breakfast and networking at MB Financial Bank in Morton Grove on July 8th. It's going to be a great event, great networking, and I'd love to have you there with me. You can find out more information at shalomkline.com. Once again, that's shalomkline.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the Big John and Amy Show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer. Libraries from coast to coast have won accolades for being oases in the unemployment desert for millions of job seekers using the library's free internet computers to sharpen their interview skills and sift through job boards. Much less recognized is that many libraries are also making important contributions to the nation's economic recovery by assisting the job creators in small to medium-sized businesses. How important? In the last 30 years, nearly all net new jobs were created by startups. It will continue to play a critical role in America's economic future, said the U.S. Department of Commerce. And what public libraries are doing is they're providing services to these small business owners and employees 2.8 million times every month, according to the Council of Libraries. Libraries are a fantastic resource for small businesses. In fact, one study estimated that the Free Library of Philadelphia alone provided almost $4 million in direct support to local businesses in 2010. And that did not include the exponential return to the community and new revenues generated by the 8,700 businesses that library aided, as well as the ripple effects of the spending of those business suppliers and employees in the local economy. I live in Skokie, and I know how valuable of a resource the Skokie Public Library is to small business. It is a great place to get work done. I often bring in my laptop, my tablet, and just sit there and get work done when I just need a different environment. But I also see so many people that I know that are sitting there, and they're taking advantage of the research desk that's being made available to do research, but also to use the free computers, to use the job boards that exist in the libraries. And although some people think of it as a resource just for jobs, think of your local library as a resource for your small business as well. Just to share information, many of them have various ways, bulletin boards that you could put up information about your next event, your promotion, your service. Many libraries have free meeting rooms that you could reserve in advance, and it's a nice quiet. Everybody thinks of libraries as a quiet place, so you don't need to be worried about getting too interrupted. But you could reserve a room, you could rent a room, and you can make that place your number one destination for helping your small business. So think of your local libraries and get online. Just Google the information. There are so many resources that are out there for small businesses. All you need to do is look. So libraries are a great place to look. Today on this show, we've spoken with Pete Sikorsky of Get Fresh Produce, a business that is making an impact in the local Chicago economy by hiring people. And he shared some of those jobs that are right now available. And again, you could always download podcasts from this show to hear Pete's interview with us. We also spoke with John Sarpalis, who shared some fantastic information about presenting and public speaking. He even had some compliments for President Obama on this show about how poised he is and how he shares his story. And John actually has coached former Congressman, now Senator Mark Kirk. So if he could do it for Mark Kirk, he could do it for you as well. And great information shared on the show. We also spoke with Nellie Rowland of A Safe Haven, an organization that's doing fantastic work combating homelessness and many people that are out there on the streets. Great organization doing great work. This show is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Get Down to Business is brought to you by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find more information about Tandem at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. You could also email them simplify@tandemhr.com. Get Down to Business is also brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm. And you can contact them at 708-771-7777. Looking forward to continuing this conversation about small business and jobs next week, Sunday, 6 p.m. to success. This is Shalom Klein. You're on with Get Down to Business.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business.